You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, debate over the budget is beginning in the Wisconsin legislature. Governor Walker released a worker readiness plan today, and he's set to release his entire budget in his address a week from next Tuesday.
First, when it comes to solving the problems in Milwaukee, or nationwide for that matter, there are no easy solutions. Too often the problems seem too big to tackle or too complex.
But our next guest says little efforts can go a long way, and one easy way to establish common ground and bring people together is right under our noses if we just step outside our houses and get out into nature.
Joining us now is Glenna Holstein. She's the branch manager of the Menominee Valley Urban Ecology Center. She recently wrote a piece called Why a Walk in the Park Matters in Milwaukee. Glenna, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Glenna, you're an urban ecologist, and in your piece, you talk about, you're kind of questioning whether what you do matters when you're up against some of the big issues that Milwaukee is facing, things like segregation and poverty and violence. Why are you having doubts like that?
Yeah, I think that across the board in kind of in the nonprofit world, we have this tendency to kind of silo or section ourselves. And you can just kind of put your nose to the grindstone and work on the things that you think are really important. And then all of a sudden something will come across your plane of vision that reminds you how many other important issues there are and how much other work needs to be done that's kind of outside of your little box. And I think I have so much admiration for so many other groups in Milwaukee that are doing important work. And so I think, when the first of the year comes around, it's always a good time to question, hey, why am I doing what I'm doing?
So what did you decide about why your work matters in healing Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think, as I said in the article, and I'm really grateful to Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service for giving me the platform to speak there, but I think it kind of comes down to two things for me. One, that something that our community and maybe our country as a whole is really missing is common ground. And I think that parks and working in urban nature can sometimes be literally building common ground. I think that it's so important to have a place where people that don't agree on everything, that have different backgrounds, that have different ways of thinking about things, can come together and enjoy a space together, or maybe even work to improve that space together. So I think that parks and working in parks provides that common ground. And I also think the second thing that I talked about in my article is that that I think that cultivating a love for nature or cultivating environmental awareness, really what it does is it creates this admiration, this respect for all life. And I think that it's so important at a time where we're talking about animal lives mattering. We're talking about plant life here. We're talking about human life. White life, brown life, black life, all of it matters very deeply. And I think that really cultivating that respect for life can go a long way toward addressing a lot of the issues that we're facing as a country.
To take your first point about there not being many common spaces where people from all different walks of life gather, I mean, this is, seems to be more and more true in today's world, especially as third places disappear, places that aren't the home where we can feel at home. And parks are one of the few remaining spots where anybody can just show up and run across someone they may not normally interact with. Do you see that playing out in the parks of Milwaukee?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so heartening to me to get to spend so much time in parks in Milwaukee. As we all know, Milwaukee is one of the most, if not the most, segregated city in the country. And when I go into Three Bridges Park, which is the park closest to where I work, I see people that are all different races and all different backgrounds that are hanging out there and using it in different ways, which is really exciting. In Washington Park, where we have another branch of the Urban Ecology Center, actually this weekend we have coming up our Winterfest celebration. It's on Saturday afternoon, and it's the most incredible event, I think, maybe that we do all year, because it really does draw from all different parts of our community. And you see people of all different colors there trying out skiing maybe for the first time, or enjoying pies that have been made by folks in the community, or petting sled dogs or whatever it is. But everybody can find something to enjoy in a park. You don't have to agree on everything to be able to enjoy that together.
Do you ever see this as kind of being like an ecosystem? All these people, all these organizations, everyone has their own goal and objective maybe, but ultimately all the pieces have to work together. Do you see it like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as an ecologist, you kind of think of everything that way. And it's so true in a community like Milwaukee that we really are only as strong as each of our parts. And so it's so important to think about the ways that we can make each part of our community strong, because, you know, the work that we're doing in at the Urban Ecology Center, or my personal work or life, is really only strengthened by everyone being strong and healthy, and so and whatever that means for each individual person. So I think that whatever improves the life or improves the work of one part of our community is really going to help all of us in the end. And I think that those connections are complex and they're not always easy to see, just like in a natural ecosystem. You don't always know what effect one little thing is going to have, but I think that it's really important to remember that that one small thing can have a bigger effect than you anticipate, because everything is so interconnected so deeply.
So these parks are a big part of what you're talking about here, but sometimes in a big city, it can be hard to find those green spaces if you're not already clued into them. What do you think needs to be done to get people aware of the parks and the nature access that Milwaukee already has and get them seeking it out?
Yeah, well, we are so lucky in Milwaukee to have such an incredible park system. We have a ton of county parks and city parks all over. And I think that, I mean, part of it's just a matter of going out and exploring. I love that I can discover a new park every week if I tried. There's so many. I think that the urban ecology centers are a great access point for folks who are trying to start exploring Milwaukee's parks. We have one, as I mentioned, in Washington Park, one in Riverside Park, and then one near Three Bridges Park, the one where I work. And our goal is really to connect people to nature that's right in their neighborhood. And so we have all sorts of programs that we offer that allow people to start exploring their parks. And we also have a really cool equipment lending program that we have for our members, so people can borrow equipment from us and go explore the parks on their own, so they don't have to own stuff to get out there, you know.
What kind of equipment?
It's all across the board. You know, this time of year, we're lending out a lot of skis and snowshoes. And then the rest of the year, we've got camping equipment, we've got bikes, we've got canoes and kayaks, fishing poles, and gardening equipment, lawn games, you name it. Anything that you could use to get outside, we try to have it on hand so that people can use it to go explore their parks.
Nice. Well, looking at the younger generation that needs to be on board with nature to keep nature thriving and relevant in everybody's lives, what do you think it's going to take to get kids involved and invested in green spaces and parks and nature?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We recently had the chance to partner up with the Medical College of Wisconsin and do a study, actually talk, and we ended up talking to a lot of kids about what they thought about green spaces. And it became so obvious to us that kids know that green space is valuable. They know that it's a place where they like to be, that it calms them down to be outside, that they feel less stressed, that they feel more connected when they're out there. And so it's really a matter of the adults kind of getting out of the way in some cases, you know, of really just creating that access for kids. And so so part of our goal at the Urban Ecology Center and in a lot of organizations like ours is to really keep these spaces safe and active so that kids can come and enjoy them either on their own or with their family. So I think really what it takes is just making sure that kids have access, because they know that it's something that they need and that they really like, and that connection, the connection is really natural. If you know, most kids, if you get them outside, they will find something that they really like out there that piques their curiosity.
There's some evidence that being out in nature, particularly near water, but being in nature can reduce stress levels. And in a community under stress, that becomes especially important. Do you see people going into these parks, these green spaces, exploring the riverways, and coming out changed?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I see so many people that go for walks on their lunch hour or on their break in Three Bridges Park. And I know that they're doing that to find a space apart from the bustle of their stressful life. But I think we see that with kids a lot. You know, I've seen that in some of our programs where a kid who maybe struggles in the classroom and, you know, is under a lot of stress for whatever reason in his or her life, finds that nature is a place where they really can excel, where their heightened awareness or their heightened energy level actually allows them to be successful in that environment. And they realize that this is something that they can really connect with. And it's really pretty magical to see that happen. So yeah, I would say that we sometimes do see folks change as they experience the park.
And Glenn, in your last couple of moments here, is there a favorite spot that you've got right now that you especially love getting out into in Milwaukee?
Well, really any of our parks. Of course, Three Bridges Park is a favorite of mine, and I get to go there very often. But there are so many. I think Pulaski Park and Jackson Park on the south side of Milwaukee are incredible. This time of year, Lincoln Park is great for skiing. There's just so many. Just pick up a map and go to a green spot. They're all great, really.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
We've been speaking with Glenna Holstein, branch manager of the Menominee Valley Urban Ecology Center.